Okay, 11 o'clock. As you know, Varsha's part of my department. So sabi niya, I'm gonna use a triangle to ano, to manage you. Sabi ko, dapat ata di ko naturo nandito siya. Anyway. Okay. Is this helpful so far? Good? Okay. If you have any questions, tanong niyo lang kaagad. So I want this to be as helpful to you as possible. Okay. Now that we're done with planning, the reason we took a lot of time in the initiate and the plan, kasi usually the next part we do this a lot eh, the executing, right? So it gets faster. It's just that sometimes for most of us we skip the first two steps, so that's why we really took time to process and to really let it sink in. Yesterday, again, I came from the ENLI teachers training. They said that retention increases as you discuss. When you read the book, it's 10% retention. When you see an image, it's around 30%. When you watch a video, it's around 50%. When you discuss, it's about 70%. So that's why we're discussing it. Okay, so a lot of these things, lalo may mga hugot na pag volunteer ganun, niyo kalimutan yan. Ayan, so 70% at least. And then as you do it, it goes up to 90. So the goal after this is we want this session to be as useful to you as possible. So that after this, pwede niyo gawin kaagad. Pastor, yung triangle kasi, hindi, wag ganun. All right. Okay. Just say it nicely. Okay. Great. Now, on to the next phase. So, execute and control. Execution is when you go about implementing your project plan. Okay? In other words, just do it. Okay, now, you have a plan, you have a checklist of things to do, you have a calendar, so now you just do it. Now, it is in this phase where leadership, team management, communications, and negotiation are critical. Ito yung art. We said that project management is the art and science of managing projects well. Now, this is the art part. You need leadership, team management, communication, and negotiations. Right? For this phase, okay. So it's doing the work of the project according to specification and following the project schedule. So that's what execution is. So it's execute and control. So two things. First is execution. So when you say execution, it's doing the work of the project according to specification. That makes sure that you're on target. Okay. Following the project schedule, you are on time. Okay. Then control is monitoring and analyzing progress against the plan. Identifying when the project is off track and taking corrective action as required. So as a project manager, as a project owner, you need to know which parts of the projects of the project is on track and which part is delayed. Okay. Now, how you go about that depends on your team. In our comms team here, we have a dashboard for our projects, and we just do a traffic light. If it's green, means it's on track. Yellow means it's delayed, right? Red means it's not started. So sometimes it should have started already. It's not yet started, so that's a red. So we go through it, and then we evaluate it weekly. That becomes our dashboard to see. Teka lang, are on track ba yung mga projects natin, right? So that's part of controlling and monitoring. All right. Okay. Now, if you look at how we go about the project, it seems iterative, diba? Planning, then executing, monitoring, controlling. Sometimes kasi you have to recalibrate certain things. Ay, hindi pala realistic yung plan. So let's recalibrate. Don't be afraid to do that. It's okay. Right? So it's pointless to stick to a plan that won't work. So if you notice na parang we have to make changes, okay, to the plan, then go ahead and do so. Just make sure that the changes are communicated. Okay? But usually it's like that. You realize, siguro, na wag na lang natin gawin yan. Let's go So you keep recalibrating it. So as you regularly monitor and control the project, you'll realize that maybe some parts of the plan need to be adjusted. And that's okay. Right? Planning is not a one-time activity. It is a constant, repeating activity occurring throughout the life of the project. Sometimes variables change. May nagbago. Na bump off ka sa venue, which happened to us. Right? We got bumped off. Ignite 2013 was supposed to be at Araneta. We got bumped off in favor of a cockfight. All right. Parang wow. Okay. So really, it's God's favor. But still, so we had to change the plan. We had to do it at Cuneta. So planning is not one time. Okay. So it's recurring as needed. As tasks complete early, late, or on time, the plan needs to be reevaluated and adjusted. And these changes need to be communicated to all of those involved to continue the project. Okay? Sometimes, like for example, you were estimating that your venue approval will happen 1 month from now. And nakuha nyo yung approval today. Then you need to recalibrate the plan. Right? Meaning, you can move everything earlier. But you need to communicate it. Okay? As project owner, that's our responsibility. We need to communicate. Sometimes kasi, ikaw lang may alam, may nagbago. Right? And then everyone's like, ha? May nagbago ba? Wala naman nagsabi sa akin. Yan. If things like those happen, that's on us. We are accountable for that. Communication is part of execution. We need to communicate. And later I'll show a chart. Thinking if I should show it now. Siguro later. Sige, I'll show it later. Okay? So, again, we need to continue reevaluating and readjusting. For Ignite 2015, we got the venue earlier. So we were able to move everything earlier. But we needed to communicate that to everybody. So during our project team meeting, we said, good news, everybody. We got the venue earlier, so we can move our timelines 1 week or 2 weeks earlier. Okay, so let's start moving. So please recalibrate the plans. Okay, that's important. Usually, yun yung nakakalimutan gawin. Now, the output of this is your project minutes and updates. Okay, project minutes and updates. So project minutes ensure that the project is on track, okay? That's on time, on target, within budget, okay? And it keeps the project team on the same page and accountable to all deliverables and deadlines. It's important that we keep the minutes, okay? We usually kasama sa minutes yung actions, diba? Yung next steps, who's going to do what, and what's still pending, what's delayed. So that needs to be done, right? And during this process, you need to keep your key stakeholders in the loop on the project status and on the project progress against the plan. Now, let me see if I can pull out that slide. I think I can show that slide. Now, it's important to update your key stakeholders. Kasi they have, well, depending on who they are, they can stop your project. They can delay your project. They can, you know, change the way you go about your project. And so it's important to keep them in the loop. Now, how do you report project status? Depende sa stakeholder. May mga tao, may mga boss, ayaw email. Diba? Ay, pastor, in-email ko po sa inyo yung update. Ha? Huh? Nag-email ka? Diba? Gagana pa ata yung Viber. Alam mo yan? So, tumawala. Okay, so yes. Ha? We understand, okay, our pastors are not very keen on email, okay? Maybe it's a corridor discussion. Ay, can I update you po? Tapos naglalakad, di ba? So, ito na po yung, or you, maybe you set a meeting, okay? So, you need to know who your stakeholder is, and then manage accordingly, right? If he's the type of person na gusto niya madetalye, tapos nakaupo, then do that, set the meeting. The point is you have to update them. I'll show you a slide. And maybe you can draw this in your manual. Hold on, let me pull it up. Sana it renders correctly, no? Okay, yan to. Okay. Ito yung importante when it comes to executing and monitoring. It's about stakeholders. Okay, stakeholders. When it comes to stakeholders, there's a grid that project managers use to categorize who their stakeholders are. Pag sabi mong stakeholder, ito yung mga taong affected sa project. It's everybody affected by your project. And the grid looks like this. On the horizontal line speaks of interest or involvement. There are stakeholders that are not as involved or not as interested. There are stakeholders that are very interested. On the vertical line, you'll see power. There are stakeholders that don't have power to change your project. But there are also stakeholders that have high power. If they say, stop, wala ka nang magagawa. That's it. You get it? Okay. Now, as you, usually kasi you just brainstorm, sino kayo mga affected sa project na to? As you brainstorm through the list, people, stakeholders who have high involvement or interest and high power are called your players. These people, you need to manage them closely. Ibig sabihin, you need to keep meeting with them. Sino yung mga to? Your project team. Why? Because your project team, you're the ones shaping the project, right? You're affecting the project directly. You're highly involved and you have high power. Your project sponsor is a player. Okay? He's very involved. Okay? And have the power to remove your obstacles. So manage them closely. What does manage closely mean? Maybe a weekly meeting, a regular meeting, regular email, whatever works for them, right? If it's your project team, siguro naman dapat nagme-meet tayo, right? You meet them. If your project sponsor is more of the email type, then go ahead and email. If he's the Viber type, go ahead and Viber. The point is you just manage them closely, okay? Now, there are stakeholders that have high power but are not very involved with your project. They are called your referees. Okay? Your referees, you need to keep them satisfied. Who are your referees? For example, the apostolic team. If you're managing a conference and the apostolic team says, hindi, ayaw namin yan. Right? So that puts everything on a screeching halt. So, if you don't keep them satisfied, things like this will happen. Na-order mo yung giveaway. Sabi nila, ha? We're giving that away? Ayaw namin yan. Wala na. Na-place mo na yung order. Right? So, you need to keep them satisfied. You need to know what they want. Otherwise, they can probably stop the project, shelf the project, okay, affect the project. You need to keep them satisfied. Sino pa yung ibang referees? Government. Maybe local government could be a referee. Okay? So, if you didn't inform the local government early and then suddenly they don't grant you a permit, if you don't keep them satisfied, then you can't begin your construction project. Are they involved? No. Are they interested? No. But do they have power? Yes. Okay? Your venue. Okay? Your manager. You need to keep them satisfied. Pag hindi mo binigay yung 50% down, ayun na yun. There goes your event. Right? You have to keep them satisfied. Okay. There are people who are very interested but don't have the power to change the project. They are your supporters. Supporters, you need to keep them informed. Keep them informed. Who are your supporters? Your attendees. Right? May event ka. Nagbago yung event details. Nakalimutan mo sabihin. Naku. Right? You need to tell them. Right? Last, your bystanders. Just monitor these guys. Sometimes they won't really affect your project, but sometimes they just suddenly might move. Example of a bystander, media. So one day, wala naman kinalaman yung media, but suddenly some issue exploded and you're on social media. They become a referee, right? Suddenly your project is compromised. Okay, so just monitor them. But my point being, as you execute and monitor, make sure that you talk to these at least these three quadrants. Yes? Kasi sometimes nangyayari, yung team lang may alam kung ano yung nangyayari sa project. But then, say the apostolic team or your senior pastor doesn't know. Tapos pagdating sa dulo, sabi niya, ha? I didn't say yes to this. Why are you doing it? Referee. Tapos ang project. Right? So, keep him satisfied. Keep him in the loop. The rule of thumb is, as you move to the right, the frequency increases. So, pag nasa kanan, high frequency. Lagi mong ini-inform. Right? Pag nandito, referee. Kasi, if they're a referee, they don't want you always updating them. Makukulitan yun. Ano ba? I don't need to know everything. I don't need to know all the details. Basta alam ko lang gumagalaw. Yeah, yung mga ganun, di ba? Para, don't tell me, just let me know, are you on track or not? We're on track. Okay, that's all I need to know. Right? May mga ganun, di ba? Basta kayo nabara sa details. Basta I just need to know if you're on track and on budget. Yes, we are. Okay na. That's your referee. Di ba? But if they're very particular about the project details, then communicate to them a lot. Does this help? So, just map your stakeholders in. Kasi usually yan yung nakakalimutan. Ang nakakalimutan lagi sa execution yung communication part. Ay, hindi nasabi. Hindi nasabihan. Right? Make sense? Okay. Wait. Let me go back to the presentation. Where are we? Here. Okay. Game. So, for project minutes and updates, your meeting minutes documents all discussions, decisions, next steps, and assignments. Okay? So, you need that. If you look at your manuals, there's a template for meeting minutes, the suggested template. So, just quickly go through it. So, Mikey, join us your cafe. So, you go through, so what meeting is this? What's the date of the meeting? Attendees is important. Kasi sometimes, when your stakeholders say, ha? Napag-usapan ba natin yan? Ay, opo. Kasi na-track mo yung attendee. You were in that meeting. It's not their fault. Sometimes, sobrang dami lang talaga nilang ina-attend na meeting and dami nilang iniisip. Alright? So, the reason minutes are important because it helps us manage the project so that we can tell them, ay, napag-usapan na po ito. Right? And you were there in that meeting. Agenda. What was discussed? I was the minute taker for the senior pastors meetings every Tuesday for about a year and a half. What I would put there is, if there's a topic, there's a debate. Okay, there's a debate. I'll put the major arguments in that debate. Diba? So, for example, ito, red ba or blue? Diba? So, say, Ferdy Kabiling, red. Pastor Ferdy. Red, because, ganyan. Just an example, okay? Then, Pastor Gilbert, blue, because, ganyan. Pastor Paolo, red, because, ganyan. And then, final decision, green. Ayan, so happens all the time. Okay, so, right? But at least, sometimes kasi what happens is, they forgot about it, right? They forgot about it. And then they say, oh, di ba sabi natin blue? Ay, ano po? Yes, we said that there was an argument for it to be blue, but what was decided was it will be green. Alam mo yan? So, ganyan. Okay. Can you remind me about the discussion? Yeah, we said blue because this, red because this, and finally green because we just decided this would be the best. Ah, yeah. I remember. So, okay na. Right? If you didn't note that, you'll have a very difficult time managing them. Ha? Na-decide ba yan? Yan, di ba? Right? And again, it's not their fault. Sobrang dami lang talaga nilang iniisip. Right? And as project owner, we need to be the keeper of all the details. Eh? So you need to know what's happening with the project. Let them think about what they need to think about. Meeting minutes. After agenda, it says, decisions. Who will do what by when? Okay? Please avoid the proverbial we. Yeah. Oh, we said we will do it. Oo, sabi natin we'll book the venue. So sino yung we? Right? And then the following week, you're in the meeting. Oh, did we book the venue? Oh, nabook mo yung... Hindi. But sino ba gagawa? Yeah, we said we'll do it. So sino nga yung we? You get it? So that's the problem, eh. You can't execute until you've delegated it to the who, the what, the where. Diba? So if you don't answer the questions, it will never get done. And that's classic. Tama ba? Nangyari ba yan? Oh, diba sabi natin gagawin natin to? Oh, tama, tama. So sino gumawa? Basta sabi natin, parang yan, diba? So don't let the discussion pass without nailing who's responsible. When is it gonna be delivered? Okay? What needs to be done? Who's responsible? When is it going to be delivered? Okay, so that's your decisions. And then we put next steps. If you notice, next steps is who needs to be informed. Why? Because we always forget to cascade. Wala sa meeting. So nag-decide tayo. Oh, so who's going to do it? Okay. Ah, si ano? Okay, so you mentioned an admin. They're not in the meeting. Okay, next meeting. Oh, so nagawa mo ba? Ang galin. Yun. Does that happen to you? Yeah. What? Didn't anyone tell you? Di ba dapat nasabi sa'yo? Ha? Told me what? Yan. So, if you don't put that under next steps, it won't get done. Happens all the time. Especially when you're assigning tasks to people that are not in the meeting. Right? Ito pa. It doesn't mean because you sent the minutes to the person who's not in the meeting, they already know what to do. Diba? Ay, di ba sinend ko sa'yo yung minutes? Come on. Tayo nga nasa meeting, we don't read the minutes. Yung wala pa sa meeting, di ba? It's parang, alam mo yun, yung you have 100 emails, makabasa nga ng meeting ng iba. Alam mo yun? So, no one does that, right? No one does that. So, what I'm saying is, when it comes to next steps, include cascades, especially when they're not there. Because otherwise, it's going to get dropped. Happens all the time. So, and I'm guilty of that. Ah, hindi ko nasabi. Yan, so, an example of that is, you're in the local church? Anyone who's in the local church? Okay. There's a meeting for the pastors. Nag-agree sila na yung admin nila yung gagawa. Tapos di nasabi. Diba? Oh, nagawa mo ba? Ay, alin po? Ay, nag-decide kami nung executive team meeting. Parang nung execom, ganyan. Na ikaw daw yung gagawa. Ay, talaga po. Diba? Diba? So, see, it happens eh. If you're... yung iba talaga, ako. Ako yan. Yeah, so anyway, okay na po. Let's forgive one another. Bear with one another. Okay, so... if you're the project owner, diba? Anto-anto others. Anto-anto you. So, so, just be aware. So we don't do that to other people. Okay? At least, on your watch, it doesn't happen. Okay? Sometimes they forget. Sometimes nga parang feeling ko, dapat may admin na minute keeper na nagka-cascade dun. So, anyway. But it happens. Okay. Naka-recover na po yung iba. Lord. Ayan, sige. And then last is parking lot. What is the parking lot for? There are people who like to bring up topics that are not related to the discussion. Tama ba? Alam mo yung... You're talking about Discipleship 2015, di ba? Parang alam mo yung victory weekend natin, malapit na eh. Alam mo yun, so ganyan. Ay, nasa ano po yung discussion? Nasaan? Hindi, hindi. Alam mo, sobrang ganda ng idea na to. Alam mo yun? And the reason there's a parking lot is so that they will be heard but not necessarily discussed. So you can say, can we put that in the parking lot? Maybe we can schedule a different meeting to talk about it. Sometimes kasi your meeting is hijacked by a different topic. You're meeting about your project, tapos napunta sa facilities yung, alam mo yun, so parang suddenly, oh, dapat nga na-renovate na to eh. Ano ba nangyari dun sa Robinsons? Alam mo yun, ang layo ng meeting eh, di ba? So parang nandito ka sa project na to, tapos napunta tayo dun sa, right? So, that's what parking lot is for, right? Ito pa, when you don't put it somehow, that person will keep bringing it up, di ba? Will, yeah, just keep repeating himself. So just let them be heard, not necessarily discussed at that time. Set a different time for that meeting and say, okay, this is what's in the parking lot. Okay, so minutes are important. Yes.
Most of the, sorry, ito na microphone. Hindi ko pa na-get over. Most of the major decisions come from pastor's meeting, which admins are not around. So what would be a good way for us to facilitate that without being in the meeting? Kasi sometimes most of the time there are pastor's meetings.
Do they have a minute taker?
They don't. So... and sometimes some decisions come from water cooler discussions, yung ganun. So for us as admin people, what would be a good way for us to facilitate that? How do you do it with ENCOMS, or at least give us ideas so that for us we can probably apply it in our local churches.
Ito. Anyone want to answer? Kasi I'm sure yung iba nakaka-relate, eh. Anyone want to answer? Before I answer. Sige, yan. Ito na. Good discussion. Okay.
What I'm thinking is, kasi what we have in our local, I don't know if this would help. There's an executive meeting. And that executive meeting is comprised of the department heads. That includes the admin head, the facilities administrator, and the finance officer. So while the pastors are discussing an important agenda on the meeting, from our end, the three admins are thinking of how to logistically support what is being discussed. And then from there, we navigate on how to cascade it to other admins as well, should the discipleship pastor, let's say for example, in their meeting maybe a simple, oh yeah, naalala mo yung ano, yung meron na papalitan yata sa Victory Weekend on this particular thing. Ay, talaga? Yung merong follow-up on the level of the administrative staff. May nangyari din na sometimes they will call for a meeting and it so happened. The three admins are, let's say for example, sabay-sabay yung mag-leave. What are the early I leave? Not the leave. Off.
Okay.
May nangyari yun. Nangyari sa amin yun. It's funny. As in Saturday night, we're implementing something Sunday na... Kumbaga, we're cascading something Sunday execute. I got a super dummy. Hindi yan. Si ganito yan, di ba? Ganto. And then from there, we learned that some... Kasi meron din silang pastoral meeting that they discuss on... Not necessarily... More of, kunwari, may concern about a specific
person.
Church
yeah.
Leader. Attendee yeah. or leader. They discuss that. But most of the time, kapag ka medyo it talks about the management, nandun yung tatlong admin staff.
Okay.
Pero once they meet, what happens, there's one pastor who's particularly assigned, should a decision be cascaded to the administrative staff.
Okay.
Should a decision. So meron na silang point person na pastor.
Kasi sometimes the structure is different, no? So I'm not, maybe Ortigas doesn't do their meetings that way. Pero for you guys, how you cope is there's an executive meeting with admin heads in it.
Yes,
right? So I'm not sure if Ortigas has the same
Ortigas
setup.
Ortigas kasi, well, we have an operations meeting, yes. But there are discussions among the pastors that does not sometimes involve the admins. But from there comes a decision. So that's where I'm coming from. Kasi may mga decisions that come out from activators like them.
Yes, Ted. Demi sa katawa.
Yeah, like what Pastor Ado does for the apostolic team meeting. Because I'm not inside when they meet. So what they do if they have some decisions that they need to tell me or I need to be informed, what Pastor Ado does is that he vibers me immediately. So he tells me that these are the changes or you need to know about this. So he vibers it immediately. If not immediately, after the meeting, he tells me then the changes.
Okay. So it's on a base-to-base cases. It's a case-to-case basis, right? So, pagdating ni Varsha. Are you the comm director? Okay, so anyway. So, it varies per setup. This is a case of learning to manage your stakeholders. Usually kasi, I believe our pastors naman will listen to the staff. Depending on your setup, sometimes kasi you can request that maybe the most administrative pastor be the one assigned to do cascades for meetings that are exclusive to the pastors. Kasi sometimes yung sobrang ano, sensitive ng issue, like church leaders, diba, key volunteers, and then there's an issue. And you can't be in that meeting, but perhaps the most administrative of the pastors. Like, for example, for Tin, that's Pastor Ado, who's very administrative, who can relay. Something like that could be arranged. So, yeah. And on our end, then coming from Victory Malate, it's also like that. So I'm the one who does the cascades. So something like that. Right. So all that to underscore the importance of treating cascades as tasks. Because if you don't make tasks out of the cascades, you will have a portion of your project team or stakeholders that are misaligned. Yung docs kanina, lahat ng tao alam dito pupunta, tas may isa na naliligaw. Yun yung isura nun. So, if that happens to be a very important doc, yun. Right, so, okay. Okay. Alright, so that's for meeting minutes. Then you have status updates. Again, what I said, depending on how you want to update your stakeholders. Pero on your end, there should be a dashboard of sorts. Knowing na, is my project on track? Dapat ikaw mismo. For me, if I'm a project owner, I always allocate a portion of the day where I just review where the project is. If you don't do that, you should do that before you hold your project meetings. And maybe probably after the whole, at the end of the week. And see, where's my project now? You should dedicate some time. Because if there's anyone who needs to know the status of the project, it's you. Okay? Right. And then here's what I was talking about. There's a change and cascade procedure. Now, remember this? Pag kaya nagbago yung scope, right? And it was agreed, okay, sure, we'll change the scope, we'll grant you more budget, we'll grant you more manpower, okay, and we'll extend the time. If that is agreed, okay, there needs to be formal communication. You call the team immediately and you tell them, everybody, there's a change in the project. Okay, so the project will no longer be on, the project will no longer just involve your Victory Group leaders, it will now involve your volunteers. That means we have new tasks. Someone has to tell the ministry heads. Diba? Parang ganyan, diba? So you can imagine. So there has to be a formal cascade. Now, there's a cascade. Hi, ministry heads. You are now included in this event. So there has to be formal, there has to be very deliberate, intentional cascades. Eh. Kasi alam nga ng buong project team, hindi naman alam ng bagong attendees. Alam mo yun? So parang ganyan. So when things in your project change, then you should have a procedure to formalize that the change has been made. And then a cascade procedure for everybody who's involved. Okay? So yun lang. Sometimes kasi, yun nga eh, again, you'll see that doc. Everyone's going this way. And then siya doc naman, ha? Pero man change. Yun yun eh, parang nag-cascade ka ng maling inform. Ano yun yung parang ganun, di ba? You're telling your volunteers, ito gagawin natin. So pagdating doon, parang hindi yun. Okay, so there. Clear? Okay, good. So, okay, project plan. Okay, project minutes and updates in this phase. So the main focus is progress and coordination. Okay, recommended activities, regular project team meetings, timely project sponsor update meetings and consultations. Then cascading communication. Then you have risk and change management if needed, quality and cost control if needed. And then really your deliverables are your project meeting minutes and project updates. So that's for executing and controlling. Again, remember the triangle. So if suddenly in the meeting, oo nga, Dagdagan pa natin. Mga 1+1 more day yung ano. Okay, sige. Usap tayo ulit. Okay. Right. Last is project close. This is usually the most neglected part of the project. Why do we need to close a project, diba? Ayan, so it's important. Okay. But we forget. The close is surprisingly the most difficult phase to accomplish. It's not even difficult. I mean, it's not really that difficult, but sometimes we just want to move on to the next project, right? I mean, so it's the last 2%. With 98% done, the last 2% of a project is the hardest to close. Okay? Most projects are near completion, then float away into nothingness, eventually forgotten, and new projects are underway. Diba? It's parang natapos yung event. Okay na yan, okay na yan. Okay, next, diba? Hindi ka pa nag-liquidate. Hindi ka pa sinisingil ka na. Hindi ka na maka-request ulit kasi hindi mo pa nag-liquidate. Alam mo yan? So, we need to close projects. Alright? When you close the project, it evaluates if the objectives were achieved. Remember the contract? Remember SMART objectives? Ito yung part where you sit down and say, okay, we said, okay, did we meet it? Then we evaluate. Also, it's an opportunity to document what was learned and then to use that information for continuous improvement. When they closed Ignite 2011, there was a document that told everybody what were the improvements. Incidentally, 2013 was in the same exact venue. So, nandun na yung floor plans. Sobrang dali na ng 2013. And then 2013 had their own evaluation, which now our team is using to see how we can improve the conference. So what I'm saying is, some of your projects are recurring. So it's good to close them para you can get the learnings and apply it to the next. Okay? And future projects benefit from documented lessons learned from the previous project. So it's really important that we close. Also kasi, closing isn't just the liquidations and the reports. It's not that eh. There's an emotional component to closing a project. When you close it, yes, you learn a lot, you evaluate versus your objectives, pero there's a sense of accomplishment for the team. Na iba kasi yung feeling na sinara mo, tas you celebrated, and then it kind of, it makes room for new things. Hindi yung parang feeling mo, you're just moving from one to the next, and feeling mo hindi nasasara yung, it's like on your phone, ang daming app na nakabukas. Hindi mo nasasara. So after a while, nauubos yung memory, di ba? And ganun yun eh. When you keep moving from one project to the next, to the next, to the next, and you're not closing it well, and you're not celebrating, there's this feeling that nauubos ka. Because it's emotional eh. Oh, walang closure. Buti pa project may closure. And then so, okay. Please strike that out of the podcast. Okay, so anyway, too much campus exposure. Okay, diba? But the point is, there's an emotional component also that the team knows it accomplished, the team accomplished something important. That's why, I don't know if you received it, if you're from the local church, we sent you packages for the Discipleship 2015, diba? To close your projects and to celebrate, we sent Jayco donuts and this basket of goodies. So I hope you got that. All right. Because we wanted everybody to celebrate and to close well. Okay. So, ganun yun. And, ito lang, hopefully, when you do the project plan, please budget for the closing. Budget for celebration. Because your volunteers, they don't really need to do that. Eh. They're volunteering their time, diba? Their resources, and it's good to acknowledge what they put on the table. Okay lang ba yun? That we tell them that, you know, we value you. Thank you for, you know, putting so much. And then you close the project and you celebrate. Right? You say na, thank you. You know, God did a... It's faith building as well. Especially when you know when you hit the objectives. What you want to do is to close it and then it builds faith. Saying na parang, see, the good work God started, He was faithful in completing. Na-complete natin yung project. And we can believe God for more. So as you open a new project, there's this fresh, you know, faith, believing that, okay, God's gonna move again for this project. Pero if you didn't close it, parang, ano to, never ending until Jesus returns. Alam mo yun? So parang, Okay. So, so the output of the project close is your project summary. Okay. And project summary ensures final acceptance of the project deliverables and check that they provide the intended benefits. Okay, so you check against objectives. Then file any administrative paperwork regarding the project's completion. Okay, so file your liquidation. Okay, reports. Alam niyo yan. Okay, right. And even the learnings. And review, evaluate, and celebrate the project team's performance. Right? So it's good to review. What happened? So even with the team that supported everybody, all the churches for Discipleship 2015, before we celebrated and, you know, just ate a lot, we had the time to really evaluate what could we have done better. So later on, we can review that. Okay? So again, four phases. Okay. Last is project close. The focus is, well, closure. Okay. Recommended activity, budget liquidation, post-project evaluation, and team celebration. Okay? Kung may natirang budget, you know, use it. Diba? Kahit konti yan, celebrate. Doesn't have to be expensive. Okay? But it's good to celebrate. Okay? Main objective, project learnings document, project and team performance, evaluation, project team, closure. And main deliverable project files for archiving and future reference. Okay? Just a review of the project management process. So the opportunity okay, presents itself either through your project sponsor, and then you initiate the project, and then you have a contract in the project brief. Okay, after you've signed off with your project sponsor, you translate the project brief into a project plan. That's the very tedious part of the process, but important part of the process. And then you execute on the project plan, you recalibrate, you control, you look at the triangle, you look at the stakeholder grid, you make sure you communicate any changes. Okay? And then after you roll out the project, you close with a project summary. Good? Just want to close, actually, this is Carlos' list. Since I gave you his handout, I might as well discuss it because it's important din naman. Okay, I agree with this list. It goes like this, 6 skills of an effective project leader. Okay? So if you're leading the project, if you're the project owner, some skills that are very important for you to have. First is clarity. Okay. Oy, bilis ah. Is that animating on its own? Okay. All right. It is, if you're the project owner, it is incumbent upon you to make sure that project deliverables, objectives, goals, changes are clear. Okay? If there's someone in the team, some stakeholder who is not on the same page, that's on you. That's on me. It's my responsibility and I cannot delegate it. There's no one else who can ensure clarity on the project except the project owner. So, so if there's anyone on the team na hindi sigurado kung ano nangyayari, it's my fault. So if it's my project, someone didn't understand, I will have to be the one to apologize and say, I wasn't clear. Sorry, I could have done better in making it clear to you. Because ultimately, the accountability when it comes to clarity is on the project owner. So if you want to be a good leader, then we have to make sure that we make things clear. And we need to communicate well. And if we need to write things down, then write things down. That's why project brief, we write that down. Because we need to be clear. So that others can run with it. Right? Clarity. Okay. Second skill is delegation. Delegation. Okay? No one can do the project on their own. Okay, unless ikaw si Superman and you don't want to have a life, it's okay. But you'll burn out and you'll discover that you... A while ago, when we were talking about which ones are your strengths in Encircle Mo, or if you find it easy, and which ones were challenges, you realize some people who, diba, who encircled things that you underlined. Which means that we're just really better together, right? That's why, you know, you look at the project team, we learn to you know, work as a team. We leverage on each other's strengths. God gave different giftings to different people. All right, so in all humility lang, di ba nga? In all humility, consider others better than yourself. Right, so it's good to approach the project with humility and knowing that you can't do it all on your own. And so you must learn to delegate. May mga tao kasi takot mag-delegate. Hindi eh, kasi pag binigay ko sa iba, baka hindi nila magawa to my standards. Wow, ikaw na ang may standards. Alright, so, di ba? But, hindi, it doesn't work that way. We have big projects and we work in cross-functional teams. We have to learn to empower, right? Even if you look at our forefathers, di ba? We're a very empowering movement. Now, empowering has its risks, but the risks are always worth it. Okay? So if they didn't take a risk on us, we wouldn't be where we are right now. Eh. Diba? So learn to empower. Okay. Don't take it all on. Now, when you do delegate, some things to remember. When you delegate, especially when you delegate authority, don't micromanage. Dinelegate mo nga, ginunun-gunun mo naman isa-isa, right? So parang, hindi, kailangan, hindi. Bago mo email yan, dadaan sa akin. Grabe, no? Sana ikaw na lang gumawa, right? So, don't micromanage, right? So, these are the extremes in the pendulum that you need to manage. One is micromanaging. On the other end, don't also let go and just assume competence. Sa kabila naman, anda, sige, kaya mo na yan. Tapos di mo na chinek, mali-mali na pala yung sinabi. Alam mo yan, so don't assume competence. I don't know if you remember the assessment, there's a readiness level. Diba? We were all rated according to our readiness level. May R1, R2, R3, R4. Your level of empowerment and how you manage will depend on their readiness level. Right? So if this person is R1, you might be a bit more hands-on. Okay? Baka doon nga, baka you might have to micromanage. Pero if you're micromanaging an R4, that's exasperating. They're gonna say, get off my case. I can do this with my eyes closed. Okay. So, alam mo yan. So, ganyan, diba? So, just, right? So, some things on delegation. Okay? So, in short, it all boils down to your leadership ability. Diba? Ask the Holy Spirit for discernment. How do I manage this person as I delegate? Do I do it hands-on? Or should I give them more space? Pero ito lang. Even when you delegate, responsibility is still on you. Okay? Responsibility is still on you. Pag may sumabog, sayo pa rin yun. It's not their head that will roll. It's yours. It's mine. Okay. Which leads me to the next point, which is decision making. Okay. As project owner, we have to be courageous in making decisions. Sometimes, parang ang risky. Oh no, do I have to make a call on the matter? The problem is this: if you don't make a decision, it will delay the project. Right? If you can't decide if it's red or blue, 1 week na naghihintay yung supplier, hindi mo pa rin alam kung red or blue. You have to make a decision. You get what I'm saying? So for each delay in your decision, equates to someone not doing anything or waiting on you. Sayang oras. Make the most out of every opportunity. Learn to make decisions. Now, when you make decisions, ask for advice. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. What I'm saying is, if you're not confident, get covering. Diba? And you know that. Diba? If you're not sure, bounce it off. You're not the wisest person around. Okay? Plans will fail for lack of counsel. Bounce it off. Okay? If, eto pa, know when it's not your decision to make. Sometimes kasi, nag-call ka ng shot, then your senior pastor puts you in line and said, that wasn't your call to make. That was my call. Right? Naganyan na ako. So, I speak from experience. Guilty. Okay? So, when I learned there was, okay, so I need to discern. So whose call is this? Is it mine? Is it my senior pastor's? Is it my department head's? Okay. So no, that's part of decision making. And of course, we make mistakes here and there. Okay. Pero we get better at it. Okay. But that's a skill as a project owner. Okay. Unity. We work in teams. Again, we work with fallen people, right? So, ganda lang. Natural law, if you put two objects together, there's friction. Guess what? If you put two people together, there will be friction. A lot of friction. Okay, so, the unity of the team is your responsibility as the project owner. Okay, pag nagkakainitan, you can't sweep it under a rug and say, hindi, sige, pagkatapos lang ng project natin, isettle. Tapos nag-celebrate kayo, sila nakaganan. May kanya-kanyang corner, parang, uy, ang galing mo. Diba? So, if there's something happening amongst your team members, settle it. Right? There's a lot of scripture about that. But the point is, diba, the unity of the team, that's on us as project owners. Okay? If they're not getting along, ito nga eh, we're a spiritual organization. Right? So this is not just a company. We settle the matter because that's important to God. Right? Diba nga, if you have anything against your brother, put down your offering, reconcile, and then go back and offer it. In the same way, if you see that happening in your team, diba, we're also leading them spiritually. Okay lang ba yun? So, this is what makes us unique. Right? So if there's tension in your team, settle it. Don't let it fester. Kasi the thing with offense, pag tumatagal, nagiging bitterness. Right? And you don't want to end the project with a lot of bitter people. That's the worst. You can't celebrate sa dulo. Right? Parang the victory came at too high a cost. Much too high a cost. Parang, ito lang, we value relationships. Right? In the movement. Love God, love people. So if we deliver the results, but we fail to love people, we still don't honor God. So again, unity is important. Right? Culture. Okay, culture. You know our culture, diba? We are, again, this relates to culture. We're missional, relational, spiritual, and professional. How you go about your meetings, how you deal with your team, propagates a certain kind of culture. Hopefully, as project owner, because people look to your leadership. Eh. And culture starts from the top. Since you're leading the team, how you hold your meetings, diba? Ano yung language nyo? May course joking ba? Nakakalimutan nyo ba? Ay, o nga no. Good idea. Mag-pray nga pala tayo. Alam mo yun, yung mga ganun, di ba? Parang, okay. Diretso dun sa agenda. Eh, walang pray. Ano, parang ganyan. So, see, that will speak of the kind of culture you're propagating. Eh. So, hopefully, you remember. Di ba? We all remember. We're missional. We're relational. Ba? We're spiritual. We're professional. Right? If someone's not doing their job, hold them accountable. We're professional. Right? If someone's, ano, has offense, diba? We're relational, diba? That keeps us together. So, again, culture. We are to be very intentional on what kind of culture we propagate. Especially if you're leading volunteers, that affects the church culture. Right? Okay. Lastly is results. Okay? At the end of the day, the project has goals. It has objectives. And how that project turns out, what the results are, that's on you. That's on me as project owner. Okay? If it does well, then you get recognized for it. If it doesn't, then you're responsible for it. We own it. Ang tawag dyan, commanding responsibility. Right? Command responsibility. If things go bad, well, own it. That's the result. Say, that's on you. There's no one else. You can't. The buck stops with you. You can't point fingers if you're the project owner, right? So if things go bad, have the humility to admit. If things go well, have the humility to deflect. Ayan. So one of the things that I learned from our apostolic team, especially from Pastor Steve, when things go well, he always deflects credit. Galing, you know, thank you. You make us look good. You know, parang it's a very, I love our leaders. There's so much humility. And then when things go bad, no. That's my fault. I didn't do. So hopefully we get that and we propagate that. There's a sense of humility lang. So at the end of the day, while project management is a science, there's a science part to it. At the end of the day, it's still the word of God, our love for one another, Diba? We're still a spiritual organization. So we're not going to do as the world does. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world. Diba? We're going to get their best practices, but we're still going to do it in a way that will honor God. Okay ba yan? So that's how I just want to end our session. Is that good? Okay. Thank you. Galing niyo talaga. Ay, grabe! Direflect agad. So, I have 5 minutes for questions. Okay lang ba? Questions? Any other questions? Clarifications? Q&A. Yun. So, all eyes are on you. Yeah. So, questions? Okay na. Sige. You can ask naman even after. If you see me walking around, you can just go and ask questions. Should I end in prayer, Jack? Or okay lang? Sige. If no more questions, let's just bow our heads and let's just pray. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for just the privilege and the honor, Lord God, to be managing projects, Lord God, that honor you, Lord God, that advance your kingdom. Lord, it is indeed, Lord God, a privilege, Lord, that you've called us into this. Lord, I pray, God, that you grant us grace, Lord, to be diligent, Lord God, to have the prudence, Lord God, to manage projects well. Lord, I pray, God, that you will just enable each and every person here to serve, Lord, wherever you've situated them, Lord God, wherever you've called them, Lord God, to serve excellently, to serve in a way that will honor you. And Lord, I thank you, God, that ultimately, at the end of the day, it is you, Holy Spirit, that will teach us all things and will lead us into all truth. Lord, we acknowledge, Lord, at the end of the day, it's only by your grace that we're able to do this. So, Lord, we rely on you. Yes, God, we learn today, but still, we rely on you. We look to you with all humility, Lord, independence. Thank you, Lord, that you will establish the work of everyone's hands, Lord God, as they do the work of the ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.